Lesserson knew when his ego was being stroked. Vanson was rather obvious about it. Filled with good food and good liquor, he opted to relax and enjoy it. Dalla zigged when she should have zagged, which made our job easy for us. She acted like an imperial admiral when she should have acted like a chief of state. An understandable mistake, but a mistake nonetheless. I wonder if Tarkin would have approved or disapproved, and if he saw it coming, what he would have done.
He probably wouldn't have noticed. Men are sometimes blind when dazzled by the charms of a lovely woman,
Vanson said. He grinned.
And of course, Dalla's half blind already herself.
It was a cheap shot, but Lesserson found himself laughing.
True, he said. Poor Dalla. I actually feel a bit sorry for her. If she'd only embraced the uprisings and sent in teams to discuss terms rather than quash them, I wouldn't be sitting here at this table having this chat with you, Porrick.
Well then, lucky us, Vanson said. Fel isn't winning many popularity contests either. One might wish they'd just go at each other and save us the trouble of overthrowing one or both of them.
Lesserson tensed.
Why would they go at each other?
He kept his voice calm, languid, and sipped his gold wine with a hand that trembled not at all. Inwardly, he was on high alert. It might have been an offhand comment. Might.
Vanson coughed. He waved at the smoke from his cigar too vigorously.
Apologies, Trickle. I don't smoke these very often. Don't usually have something worth celebrating.
And you do now?
He was certain that if Vanson hadn't been filling the room with the cigar smoke, he could have smelled the other man's fear.
But of course, my old friend is back and he's going to be Emperor.
Vanson was too cheery, too quick to respond.
What's not to celebrate?
And that was when Lesserson knew he had walked into a trap. He sprang to his feet, but he heard a door hiss open behind him and realized he was too late. The trap had already been sprung. Without turning around, he said,
Hello, Admiral Dalla.
Moff Jiggle Lesserson, Dalla said. Please be seated. Porrick, could you pour me a glass of whatever he's having? He certainly seemed to be enjoying it.
Lesserson had seldom tasted true despair. He did now, bitter and acrid at the back of his throat. And no fine vintage gold wine would take that taste away. His opponent had seen all his cards, but he was still determined to keep playing to the last minute, to the last breath.